Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Party Like It's Your Birthday, featuring Braden, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we played the domain game featuring therealestate.com, mothership.io, tigr.com, and spartacus.net. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including ants.net, broadcasting.net, classified.org and goldenhills.com. The Sherpas also talk about the value of domains with the word the in it. They also talk about comparative domains and alternate TLDs and how that can impact pricing, and also how those alternate domains can provide an entry point for companies, especially in the early stages, as they're more budget conscious. We also get into an unrelated discussion about birthdays and how some people celebrate for the entire month. That and a lot more additional domain talk as well is all coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors with 3% commissions at cost renewals and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated. They are a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers and no promo code required. And big shout out to escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And last but not least, we've got some upcoming domain conferences to mention. NamesCon Global is coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to namescon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And also, speaking of domain conferences, we've got the ICA Annual Member Meeting coming up January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. Go to ica.vegas for more information, and we'll see everybody there as well. And now, with all of that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, my boys, co-hosts, whatever we want to call them. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things, get into some domain talk. And then we get into the domain game. That's where we're here with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring eventually, somehow, some way, someday. Get some swag to the winner. You wouldn't know. I mean, you're shaking your head, Braden, but I literally just hooked Josh up with a bunch of gear. You wouldn't know because he's not wearing any of it. You know what I'm saying? He's just like...
Or last week, my guy.
I mean, you wore one of the things. I gave you multiple pieces of swag, man. You know what
I'm saying? You gotta wear it all at once, dog. Did you read the card that came with it?
You're actually supposed to alternate it every show. You're supposed to wear one and then the other and then the other.
I wait 3 years to get my swag and now I'm not allowed to take it off. Okay.
Well, now obviously you don't even want to wear it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's put me in an awkward spot where people still don't believe swag exists. You know, I got Michael Sager hitting us up on Twitter being like, yo, where's my swag? He's even pulling out receipts, pulling out the clip of him winning the domain game. Big shout out to Sager, by the way. The the result of that domain game is actually in dispute, so that's why we haven't sent you the swag yet. You know, it's under
waiting on the full results of the investigation, which are pending the results of the Epstein investigation.
Yeah, exactly. I believe they believe there might be some doping involved.
Yeah,
exactly. He used performance enhancing
technology.
PETs. No, Sager was on PETs. And so as soon as we get the results back from the election, the game audit, and like Drew said, as soon as those Epstein files come out, then that swag will come out. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Then we got NameJet in the Jet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet to see what Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then we've got Grand Closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already. What's going on in the domain space and looking at the market trends, current events, conferences, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. I actually changed where I am in the screen. Just trying a little new formatting thing. We're getting kind of wild with it.
I don't even know if that matters. I like when you talk about my dude down to my left, it's like it doesn't correspond to what I see at all.
Yeah. But it corresponds with what I see, which is what ultimately gets published at on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I get that it might not be the best experience for you, but it is better for the audience. It does correlate to what they see. So now instead of being in the upper left.
Good. I just learned something. Right. First thing I've learned today.
See, look at that, man. Every day it has to happen. It's just a question of when. When am I going to learn something, you know? Well, I'm glad that we were able to learn, y'all. And so I'm now in the upper left because it just seemed like a more natural fit of like where I should be in the show.
A little too meta. Keep moving.
All right. So over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bobby Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, get Rickrolled, Greybeard, the Domain Pirate in the house in the upper right. What's up, bruh?
All good, you know? Standing summer over here in Portugal. Got my birthday coming up this weekend. I don't really get excited about birthdays. It's not my thing. All good. It's all good.
I'm, first of all, happy birthday in advance. You know,
You don't do that shit. That's bad luck. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you don't do that.
Why? You think you might not get there?
Might not. None of us know. I could be dead tomorrow.
Ah, man, that would be terrible for a lot of people, you know? And, so, but for real, you know, let's hope, knock on wood, man, you know, but, some people, I'm not a big birthday person. The one thing though, that you realize is some people are right. And especially if you're
some people are hardcore, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the most important thing in the world.
They start celebrating like a week early.
Yeah.
Maybe we celebrate for a week after.
Yeah. Birthday month for real. Some people are like, it's my birthday.
Like, I do believe that like the big ones, it's funny. I have a barbell approach. I think that like the big birthdays, the milestone birthdays are actually important to celebrate because I think they do represent a transition, a phase transition in your life. And I think it's good to embrace that transition and not ignore it. But I like your random.
You're about to tell us that you're transitioning?
No.
He's already transitioned. That's what.
I don't judge.
Well, he transitioned in a week.
So anyways, but this is just a rando, you know, middle of the road, and I might hit it like a speed bump.
All right. Feel me? No. But some people do celebrate the birthday month. It's also important, I think, with your significant other to know what kind of birthday person they are, because I find that like if you're not a birthday person, then you don't make other people's birthdays a big deal. And then they have the tendency then to feel like, oh, you know, you didn't do what you were supposed to do on their birthday. You know what I'm saying? So
are you speaking from experience?
I'm just saying it's just something I heard from somebody one time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that that's like, you know, anything I've got personal understanding.
Who's heard about you, JT? Who hurt you?
I'm not saying I got any personal understanding of that. I'm just saying just something to keep in mind if you are not a birthday person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm all about the empathy out here, man. That's my thing. That's my new that's my new jam.
All right. Empathy for the win.
I'm offsetting JT. Your lack of I'm offsetting
Drew's. Like, you sound like a married man, JT.
I'm offsetting Drew's lack of empathy with an overabundance of empathy. That's my goal. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let's keep it moving. To my lower left, we got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. E. Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, the Viscount of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less, homie. You know, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I've got a busy day. When I get off with you, I got to go pick up my mom, and I'm taking her to Colorado to visit her sister.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. It's not like, I'm taking my mom.
By plane or by car?
By plane. So, plane. First by car.
That's easy.
Place where they keep the planes, and then by plane.
Okay. Yeah, hey, you got to get to the private jet airfield, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can take a little golf cart to the jet, and then boom, off to, off to Colorado. I like it. Where are you? Are you at home? Are you in a new location? Like, what's, I don't see the money on the wall, man. I'm feeling
I'm just sitting in my living room.
Changing it up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Just on the sofa, chilling.
That's it. All right. I like it, man. I like it. It's all good. All right. Well, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. And then last but not least, below me, we got my boy, the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Good to be here. That's it.
All right. Well, it's good to be here without swag. Good. Be swagless. Swagless. I will be bringing swag, though, to the NamesCon for those that deserve it and have not gotten it. And then, so those, let me know if you're owed some swag.
You're going to have to pay for extra luggage.
JT's like, we don't do postage.
Exactly. I hand deliver and I'm driving down. So I just get to throw a box of hoodies in the back of the car and boom.
Easy.
That's it, man. Let's go. Easy peasy, baby. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's get into some domain talk. We're going to kick this off quick. Let's go. Tangent free. This episode is tangent free.
I did want to ask Brady, what you were just at one of these smaller domain shows. What was that? Ishmili's or what were you at?
It was Ish's, yeah, Domainer Expo in Vegas.
In Vegas. All right. And how was it?
Small.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's call it intimate.
Intimate. Okay. All right. I like it. Braden enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, it was all right. I mean, it was 20 people. You know, it's like a meetup.
Yeah.
But I said, like, why we all come down to Vegas for this? It's not like in a conference center or anything because it's a room. It's 20 people. I'm like, why don't we just do it in LA? You know, there's a handful of people that come from LA. Couple guys from Orange County.
Yeah.
And then everybody else flies in. I'm like, if they can fly into Vegas, they can fly into LA. It's not like LA.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you're right. Next year, I'm going to do it in LA. It makes more sense. I'm like, you'll save a couple grand.
Yeah.
Well, you might even get more. Look, when we had that domain meetup when we were in town for the Domain Sherpa thing that we did, there was 40 people at that meetup or something, right? I mean, that was.
The one I put together. P.F. Chang's, yeah.
That was great. Yeah. You know, it was great seeing people. And, you know, that was, boom, you doubled the size of his conference. You know what I'm saying? With like an email thread. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, no disrespect. But it's like conferences are tough, man. You know what I mean?
They're tough. I mean, so the thing is that the meetup that we had in L.A., you guys that came into town, you know, it was all locals, right? And it's people from Orange County. But everybody kind of drove in except for our group. But a conference, everybody's coming in from all over the place, you know, so it's like, that's expensive, right? Airport, flights, hotel, you know, the whole thing. And so it's hard to bring people in, you know, and there's no locals in Vegas. I don't think there's a single domain investor.
Was Amar there?
Mar was not there. No, he was actually in LA. Strike that. He was with Josephine at a family event.
Oh, okay. Well,
but he was neither in LA nor he's up north, he said.
All right. Well, that would have been even funnier if he was in LA when it's in Vegas and he's like the only Vegas, you know, domain guy. And
I know.
I mean, there's a few others, like I just, you know, but it's been a minute. And what I was gonna say, there was another one, the London Helmets joint, and did you go to that?
I skipped it this year.
Oh.
He and I had a disagreement on who should pay for what.
Ooh, okay. Meaning, so, yeah. Hey, that happens you didn't too. Go to that
one in the end? What's that?
You didn't go to that one in the end?
No, I skipped London this year.
No, for Braden to not go to a conference or a meetup, you have to like really piss.
Is it a conference if Braden's not there?
Right. Yeah. Wait. Did you say India, Josh?
No, I didn't say India.
Okay, because there was one in India, and he reached out to me and asked me if I would come and keynote, and you know, he'd pay for everything. I said fine, and then he got back to me. He's like, but he says it's in 2 weeks. Like, how are you going to plan a conference in two weeks from now? How are you going to get sponsors? How are you going to invite people? I don't. And then he couldn't get sponsors. He's like, I can't. Pay for your travel because it
couldn't afford you. Go ahead and say it.
No sponsors. I'm like, because it's in 2 weeks. That's why.
No ticky, no laundry.
Couldn't afford Braden. You know what I'm saying? That shit's a look. I think what it does is it shows.
Fly to India, like, and actually, it was like back to back with London. So I would have gone to India and then straight from India to London. But then didn't work out. I'm not flying to India for.
Yeah, that's the deal of the century.
Well, it is interesting, but again, and look, shout out to everybody that's, you know, trying to push the industry forward. And we always say rising tide lifts all boats. But conferences are tough, and it's tough to do them correctly. I mean, you know, so a lot of credit to NamesCon. You know, they do a very professional job. You know, we give them a hard time at times with different things, but you know, and big shout out to the ICA, who, you know, within a few years have put together, you know, in my opinion, arguably the best domain meetup conference that happens every year. I mean, it's comparable to NamesCon. So, you know, for a small little industry to have a couple of cool, you know, very, you know, beneficial and fun events every year, I think that's pretty cool. So,
you know, it's funny on that note, small little industry. I think it was with Rick. Yeah, it was the interview we did with Rick Schwartz. We were talking about how big is the industry. And I've been thinking about that since. Like, I find it so strange that I don't know that anybody actually has a real gauge. Like,
I've heard like
numbers all over the place, right?
I've heard like 3,000 people, and I've heard 10,000 people, and
I think 3,000 is about right. That's my estimate. But you know, then you got China and you got India, and there's a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people,
they're like, oh, 0.01% of China and India love domains. It's like, that's a lot of fucking people. You know what I'm saying? That's like I don't know, two U.S. states.
Yeah. And also, how do you define domain investor? Like, there's very few full-time domain investors, right? Most people have a day job, and it's a side hustle. And then there are people that own 3,000 domains, and they're not selling them, and they don't consider themselves a domain investor at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you define it?
Yeah. Well, it's the domain industry, right? So that's collectors, investors, you know,
service providers.
I don't know. I bet it's bigger than we think. I bet it is. That it's bigger than we think.
Yeah, because so, there's so many people that aren't active. I mean, I know.
I think like if we dare to say how many people make six figures a year and up, meaning like, you know, a full time, you know, good job. How many think that is? Six figure, you gotta make $100,000 a year and up in profit.
I don't know. It's hard to gauge. I mean, what about, but there are people that probably make $50,000 a year and, you know, they live in Dubuque.
Yeah, if you live in the middle of nowhere in Morocco or in Pakistan or in, you know, Bangladesh, and you're making $50,000, you're living like,
yeah,
living more. You're living a bigger life than somebody that makes $5 million in the U.S.
And we know somebody that lives in Bangladesh and makes $4,000 a month, and he's living large.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he's full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an interesting conversation when you think about, all right, how do you gauge the size of the space? Is it based on participants and how many, and then what qualifies as a participant and all that kind of stuff? But, you know, I think to me, it's more about, we talk about all the, you know, all roads lead to domains, right? I mean, it's like there's so much that touches the industry that pushes money in and out based on what's going on. You know,
just being interested to see a curve. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's it moving? right? Because if you think about like what you're saying, GT, like think about the real estate industry, right? We like to think of ourselves as the digital analog of real estate, physical real estate. And, you know, I don't know, I guess there's still I'm in the real estate industry, but it's like, you know, the real estate industry is kind of like everybody in a home.
Well, or at least it's all the realtors. It's anybody that invests in real estate, anybody that does, that flips houses, probably people that are, you know, that do.
How much bigger do you think the house flipping market is than the domain flipping market in terms of number of people? Just people.
Substantially bigger.
10x, 100x, 1000x. What are we talking?
1000x. Because houses
every
are
town, everybody's
easy. Got- you can get your head around it. I think people are more kind of proud to like, I own that thing. Like, and point to it, go inside it, than to own, you know, a domain name that nobody sees. But, you know, I think there's also, I know of an investor who's got like 30 some thousand domains. He's never been to a conference. Like, nobody, you know, people don't know him. So there's all those people that are kind of like hiding that don't want to be known. And, you know, they think they have a secret sauce.
Well, and then you have the reverse where you have people that don't really do a whole lot of domain stuff, but like, you know, post about it on social media and stuff as if they're an authority.
Yeah, that's a big group. You know, saying? That's like,
that's the biggest segment of this industry.
Yeah. 100%. Big slice. That part's a big slice.
The rest of us are too busy, you know, investing in domains.
Yeah, exactly. Deals. But hey, look, it's all good. It takes all types. That's why I do appreciate the conferences, especially the successful ones that draw a good bit of people. I really enjoy the people in the space. I'm always reminded, usually every conference for me kind of goes the same way where it's like, as it's getting closer and I'm like, oh, I got to get on a plane. I got to go drive 6 hours. Like, you know, it's kind of like, it starts to feel like an obligation, that kind of thing. Then I get there and I'm like, I'm very grateful and happy to see everybody and reminded of like just how many people in the space are friendly faces. And for like a business like ours that's remote, right? We work from home, we're all distributed. Conferences are the sort of feel like work meetings where it's like some of the few times we get together and see people face to face where we actually have that kind of interaction. And so in a lot of ways, I almost feel like when I go to these conferences, it's like seeing coworkers, you know, because you know, we're in this like tight knit space working together on deals on a regular basis, even if we're not under the same company. And I think that's always really, really cool, you know? So,
well, Drew, didn't that happen to you? You went to NamesCon last year and you're like, after years, you're like, shit, I'm so glad I came.
Yep. We'll see what happens after Miami. Cause right now I'm like, yo, I don't feel like I'm ever going to a conference again after Miami.
For Drew, it was like the moment. I
whiplash between these extremes. I'm just, you know what? I'm just tired. I'm just tired of like.
For Drew, it was like how the Grinch stole Christmas. You know, his heart grew three sizes that day. You know, he went to NamesCon. It was like, yeah. Oh, it's so great seeing people. This is amazing. You know, I was like, I'm reminded that I don't hate everyone. So that was cool. It was nice to see that in person. You know what I'm saying? That was a moment. All right. Well, anyway,
I am actually looking forward to Miami. I love Miami and it will be good. I think, you know, I think it'll be also be a great group of people.
I really like the way NamesCon's doing it. I like their team. I think they're working very hard in earnest to throw a very good conference. I think having it in Miami is awesome. I think the time of year to have it in Miami is very good. You know, getting out of Austin, Texas in the middle of the summer instead, you know, late fall in Miami, I'm all about it. So, so let's get it. Anybody that hasn't signed up or registered, go ahead and use code DS20, get 20% off your ticket, and you know, let's get together, let's make it happen. And anyway, all good stuff. All right, well, let's keep it moving. Let's get into the domain game. Drew, we're gonna start with you. If you got a buy or a sell, what you got? What you got?
All right, I'm gonna go with a buy. I'm gonna go with a buy.
A buy.
TheRealEstate.com. TheRealEstate.com.
TheRealEstate.com.
We were just talking about the real estate market.
I like it.
TheRealEstate.com.
Oh, don't it?
It's a purchase. TheRealEstate.com. All right. Braden, you got some kind of a device? Oh, by the way.
Braden's on that pet.
Well, here we go. Look, Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown. Anybody following football? We saw a lot of that this weekend. Big comeback win by the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. Go, Birds. Let's go. There's people that care. There are people that care. Just not on this call. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, flip.
I didn't even.
What were you reading?
I knew.
You reading? I was like a...
3, 2, 1. What do you mean? Boom. All right, Josh. Ooh, okay. So we've got 3,500 for JT, 5,000 for Braden, 12,000 for Josh. TheRealEstate.com.
Easy win.
Easy win. Easy win for Josh. Easy win for Josh. I paid 15. I feel like I overpaid. I knew going into it, I felt like I was overpaying a little bit, but you know. I don't know. I talked myself into it. I think it's a really interesting name that will ultimately find a home. And when it does, I think it could be worth, you know, a 5 to 10x.
But what's the real estate?
It's the real estate, market, the real estate investments. You know, it's the real estate. Or it's a play on the words, like the real estate, you know? I don't know. I like it. I just like it. It spoke to me.
Well, Josh, you were closer on your guess than everybody. Why did you feel like it was, you know, why were you higher than us?
It's just a good.
You knew it, too. Did you know what he bought it for? Like, how, you were pretty confident.
No, this was a totally off-market deal.
It was sent to me. I saw it. I obviously didn't remember what it
was. But at a much higher price.
Yeah.
Josh.
He was smoking crack with what he wanted originally.
Josh, why did you think that it was worth that or that he paid that?
It's just a good name. Obviously, I didn't have time to like check usage or anything like that, but it is registered in almost 100 TLDs, and realestate.com is obviously an insane number, right?
One of the most valuable domains.
Right. And like put the in front of just about anything that valuable, and you've got value in some regard. Like, think about the best, even if it doesn't necessarily like flow that well, putting the in front of something like real estate, and in this case it makes sense. I don't know. I would pay 10 to 15 grand for it as well.
All right, cool. How do you guys feel about the in general? Like, is that a kind of an added thing that, you know?
I mean, that was one of Michael Birkin's core positions in his portfolio was the names, and he did very well with them. You know, the whatever, you know, you name it. And he did very well with them. I've done pretty well. I don't have like a ton of them, but I've got a decent little, you know, portfolio of the names.
I've sold some too. I like the names.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. Well, great. All roads lead to the domains. Here on the Domain Sherpa.
All right.
The domains was Berkey's blog, right?
Yeah, exactly. that's what I'm saying. All right, cool. Josh, you were going to say something?
One of my favorite domains is thebeehive.com, and it gets loads of inquiries.
What is it?
TheBeehive.com.
You own that.
Yeah. Loads of inquiries on it. And just like generally, I feel like the names for me have done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well, point goes to Josh. The point goes to the Josh. It's time for the Braden to drop us another name. Let's get it.
The Braden.
The Braden.
Okay. I've had a handful of LTOs lately. Could do an LTO or I can do a cash sale.
Just go with the bigger numbers. the biggest number, or the most interesting domain.
Yeah, or the cash sale because it's paid.
Cash rules everything around me. Crew,
get the money.
Yeah,
dollar bill, okay, y'all.
This one is fully paid. So let's go with mothership.io.
Ooh, mothership.io. Mothership.io.
A nice name.
That's a really good name. I like that a lot.
Ay, ay, ay.
Cool.
You don't have bad name. You don't have any bad names anymore. Cool.
What do you mean anymore? Did you trim?
I've been trimming. I've been getting rid of all the legal names. That's not all of them. I still have like 500.
Gosh. Oh, man.
How many names you own?
Like 1700, something like that. Let me see.
It's a very manageable number.
Yeah, that's a nice point. That's a nice number, especially with great names.
That's nice.
I like.
It's a good size portfolio. It's a good.
1748. Although, not all of those are for sale.
You guys ready to flip? All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh, what? This is a wild spread right now. So we've got...
What are you smoking, Josh?
Josh.
All right, so, hold on.
You know it was a .io, not .com, right?
Oh, I thought it was .com. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. .io. Yeah, when you said good name...
Just make it 65 then.
Do you want to...
I would say 5. Can I take 5%?
Take a do-over. I mean,
I'll
you choose 10 or 5% or 10%. That's your only choice.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
No. You got to be 5%, which would be like 35 or so, 37.
35. Let him just do it. I'm just doing it.
35 is good.
We lost your.
All right. So, yeah. So
Drew is gone.
Drew is
14.95.
No, this is all good. Hey, look, we're good.
Okay.
Drew's at $14,895. Josh is now at $35,000, and I'm at $50,000. So I think that's the appropriate spread. Josh was at $650,000, and it basically almost broke the machine. You know? So
okay. So the winner is Drew, almost exactly. 15 grand.
Wow, okay.
Oh,
Drew with 15.
By 150.
I had this priced. It was at Adam. I had it priced at 35 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And
the price was wrong.
An offer came in at 15. Zach, actually, I think it came in lower than that. And Zach negotiated back and forth. The guy capped out at 15 grand. And I thought, you know, I paid $2,400 for it. I was like, let it go. I mean, it's a decent name, but it's not stellar. So,
yeah.
I like it though. Good name. I mean, good sale.
Mothership.com would be like a name I'd hang on to it. I'd just be like, fuck you. I'm never selling. I just love Mothership.
But right. And then 650 is
whatever offer comes in because there's only ever going to be one.
Yeah. My only offer I got.
Yeah.
So
it's sold.
I think that's right. Always an interesting thing. And I think the having a lot of names and understanding demand based on what actually comes in by way of inquiries and offers is so critical. And I think that's always one of the questions we ask folks when they're trying to sell names with us. And they, you know, and sometimes we get into a little bit of a dialogue about valuation and what we think the market will bear versus what they think that they should be able to get for it. And it's like, well, what kind of offers have you gotten, right? Like, how many inquiries have you gotten? It's like, well, I've, you know, none, right? And it's like, but yet you think your name is this unicorn worth $10 million. And it's
but the opposite happens too, where somebody's like, hey, I want $250,000. And you're like, it's worth 10. What, you know, and they're like, no, but I got a $150,000 offer 8 years ago. Mm. And so therefore, it's like, you should have taken it.
Yeah.
There was something, and you really wanted it. You didn't
sound
sell
like
it.
You problem.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you know, and, you know, credit to this actually happened to us this week. We had somebody trying to sell
it. I'm making.
We said, yeah.
Trying to do that, and then it didn't happen.
I have a buddy of mine that I went to college with who every accent he does sounds exactly the same. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, just take a class, you know, do something. I don't know, like, you know, figure it out. Anyway, but, you know, and I'll give Drew some credit here. We had a guy trying to sell a .ai domain. We actually helped him sell a .ai domain. And he wanted to sell another one that he said, hey, I have a, you know, multiple, you know, mid six figure offer on this thing. Drew was like, you need to take that yesterday. Like, you shouldn't even, why are you emailing me? You know, and because, it, you know, based on the name and, you know, it was definitely that would, you know, and I think that's ultimately what they're going to do, which is great. But yeah, I think it's important, obviously, you know, take some of that stuff into consideration. But you're right, Braden, you know, sometimes and then it's a question, well, was that offer legitimate, right? That's why it's like one unicorn offer that comes in like 4 or 5 years ago and it's like from some random email address. And, you know, if that's your measuring stick, that's pretty flimsy. But, you know, but I think that's all part of, you know, having a lot of names too also gives.
That's what she said.
You know what? On that note, let's just keep it moving. Josh, domain game, it's on you, buddy. I love me that a good. That's what she said.
That was a good one too.
Like mic drop.
I guess I'll do a buy. TIGR.com.
TIGR.com. There you go. Tiger.
TIGR.
Tigger.
Jarred something loose, Tiger.
Tigger.
It's funny. I just bought TIGRI.com. Tigri.
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 Which is like, I don't, you know, some freaking whatever language that means multiple tigers.
TIGR. All right. It's purchased by Josh. If Drew gets this, he gets the win. If not, we're going to have to figure out some kind of.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Flip. Okay, we got a little bit of a tight window-ish. All right, Braden's at $750, Drew's at $3,895, and I am at $4,500.
JT wins. 10 grand.
What? Yeah. 10 grand?
No, I said 5. Oh, you pay 10?
It's a little heavy.
No, it's not.
Really? Explain. Well, I mean, I knew.
Well, what is it, like the ticker symbol of Tiger Global or something? Or are they even public?
Oh, it's just a really good brand that has like pretty good usage. And it's about as close to tiger.com as you can get without having the E.
Yeah.
I mean, like tiger.com is an insane name. It's never going to be available again. You know, it's just a really good brandable for that. I talked about this one on our space. It's like, would I name my company TIGR? Like, would I misspell? Probably not. But is it a popular thing for startups and brands to do? Yeah. Is Tiger a really popular brand name? Yeah. Like, is that a viable option for them? Yeah, it is. And it's a really good one. So yeah. And it has, and the stats support that. I mean, it's registered in almost 100 TLDs. There are, you know, 30 companies out there. Yes, it's a ticker.
There's very few companies, and they're all tiny, tiny companies.
Yeah, because it's a brandable one. Probably 25 to 30 on LinkedIn, which is a lot for a .com exact match. Like,
yeah,
get one that's got like hundreds of LinkedIn results in .com. You got to pay 50-100 grand, like at least. If you find me a domain in .com that has more than like 25 LinkedIn results for that company, I would almost 100% of the time pay you 10, 15, 20 grand.
Hmm. All right. Well, I did, well, man. I got the point.
I disagree with that logic, but Godspeed, my friend.
Hey, well, you know, results.
Live long, be prosper.
The results will speak for itself. You know what I mean? So,
I hope you sell it for.
How do you do that? Was it this? What was the live long and prosper? What was that?
Yeah, it was,
hold on a second.
You're like, what's
with the thumb? Yo, I'm like, yo, West Side.
You're like, yo, North Side, East Side. What is it? What up?
But it was with the thumb. Do you do what do you do with the thumb?
I don't know what you do with the thumb. I think maybe you stick the
thumb up. That's kind of harder.
I think it's thumb out.
Thumb out?
Still off the rails.
We'll have to ask somebody who follows like a Star Trek, like a Trekkie, to see. Josh is like, fuck this. You disrespect
me. Josh is frustrated.
Yo, that's a good exercise. Try and do that.
Wait. Josh, okay, you're cutting out, Josh.
Let's fucking talk about it then. What are we doing here? Why
we've long and prosper.
I want to hear the reasoning why Braden thinks it's a $750 name.
No, that's a silly price. Braden's just uninformed about what the liquid value of any good. I mean, those would be all four premium letters, at least in a Western dictionary or alphabet. And, you know, the floor on that, I'm not super up to speed, but I would say it's around 1200 to 1500 is like the floor for just a random four letter with good letters.
Okay.
So I think 2500 is like, you know, probably market on one like that, 2500, 3500, you know, it's a good one. So maybe it's a little more. That was sort of my reasoning.
Well, I don't keep up on four L's. I recognize that it's a play on Tiger. I assumed that you got a good deal because you're watching all these marketplaces, and I figured you just snipe something that first came on the market. So I was giving you credit for finding a good deal, as opposed to like going the data route, which you're clearly going the data route. I mean, I think you paid a lot, despite me not knowing the 4L market.
To pay.
What's that?
It was an auction, so I paid more than anyone else was willing to pay.
No. I mean, you know, you talked about if there's 20, 25 companies using it, then you're in the 10 grand range. I mean, there's almost always that many companies using just about anything, and they're tiny companies. And in this case, with TIGR, so this is not deep dive, it's just LinkedIn. There are 20 results. A lot of them are like one follower, three followers. So these companies probably don't even exist anymore. And one of them is Tiger Logic Corporation, and it's their ticker symbol. And even that's a small, I mean, they're public, but 637 followers. And that's the biggest company on LinkedIn. So when I see this, I don't see a lot of results, which means not a lot of usage, right? So a lot of usage means not a lot of interest to me. So that's the way I look at it. But that's brand, all the data.
So here's the thing, like for a brandable, like misspell that's a four-letter.com, that's quite a lot, right? Like if you were like...
Like I had crnr.com, I sold that, I think for like 40 grand. I've had a lot of these. I still have pstr.com, like poster, or pastor or whatever. I actually own probably 15, 20 four-letter.coms that are like a word without the vowels. Now, obviously, it's a little bit different. It's the T-I-G-R, it's got the vowel. It's not like the pure extracted essence, you know what I mean? That real top quality shit that I like. But...
Hold on, can I finish what I was saying? Because, you know...
Didn't you say you wanted to hear what we had to say?
Yeah, and then I started talking about it. Actually, I said I wanted to hear what Braden had to say. And I'm talking, and then...
shit, he just like, bam, dropped the people's elbow on a motherfucker from the top rope.
Shit's my buy, all right? So let me explain my reasoning for it. Do you know what I mean? All right. So you talk about like those kind of, I've also sold those kind of names, one with a vowel as well, SPCE, right? Guess what? That one's like space. I sold that shit for like 60 grand and I paid like
spice.
I paid like 5 or 6 grand for it. All of those examples that Drew just gave are good examples as well, right? And another one would be like CRBN, right? CRBN, carbon. And if you look on that one, right, CRBN, great name. It's taken in like 100
TL. That is one I would pay. I'd pay 25 for CRBN.
The same kind of metrics as a TIGR.
Put the ass to sleep.
Yeah. So if you go and look at CRBN, you probably see the same thing, like 20, 30 companies with that misspell being used on LinkedIn.
Oh, no, 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 no. Let's actually go to the data. Let's look at it. I bet CRBN has over 100.
I bet you it's like 20 to 30.
Let's look.
Okay. Let's look.
30.
And continue talking. Okay.
30.
30.
It's 30 on LinkedIn, yeah.
So
sorry, I'm done. That's enough.
And I do think it's interesting. It's the ticker symbol of a company worth almost $2 billion. I mean, it's not like, you know, when you talk about the companies that it's related to, it's all these like, you know, sort of obscure, like, you know, some kind of mom and pop shop. I think it's a cool name. That's why I like it, and that's why I had the highest value and why I got the point. So let's keep it moving on the domain game. So here's.
I just want to point out that the largest company.
I'm shitting on my names. I'll take it.
What'd you say?
The largest company called CRBN on LinkedIn is CRBN Pickleball.
Yeah, that's why. I fully expect someone to shit on my buy. I'm only doing buys from now on.
All right, let's go. Perfect. I can't wait to hear what it sells for.
It's good because it just shows different.
CRBN, by the way, has very similar numbers to The Real Estate.
I know, and so does TIGR.
Yeah, there you go. And but yes, look, obviously, if we all agree with everybody all the time, then it's like, well, there's nothing to really talk about.
It'd be a boring show.
This is what people want to hear. That's the point. That's 100%. Why everyone.
Wow, you know, .db, shout out .db. Yo, y'all should sponsor Domain Sherpa. But this, you know, there's just great data. You know, when you sort by like the number of active domains, you can really see like how something's being used. And I was just looking up The Real Estate, and you know, it's like The Real Estate Company, The Real Estate Guy, The Real Estate Group, The Real Estate Agent, The Real Estate Center, The Real Estate Club, The Real Estate Co., The Real Estate Guys, The Real Estate Hub, pop, 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 lawyer, you know. And so it is an interesting prefix to a lot of really important sectors.
Yeah. All right. So here's where we're at.
You know, guide, the real estate firm, doctor, coach, center, pop, pop, pop.
So funny thing about, despite my, this will show you that I don't know the 4L market. Despite my guess, for your 4L, I have 24 L's. I know I've sold some before, but I have 20 currently. All of them I purchased like 8 or 10 years ago. And back then, all of them I paid on average of $2,000, $2,200 each. So,
yeah, well, that was,
I don't remember shit.
That was a different time though.
Yeah.
That was back when gold was trading for about $1,000 an ounce, and fourletter.coms were trading for about $1,000 to $2,000, depending on exactly the letters, but it was $1,000 to $2,000. And I would just trade these fourletter.coms for gold coins, and it was the greatest trade. I mean, really, in the end, I didn't get paid on that trade till now. Now gold's almost $4,000, but. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, I got a little fourletter.com. It's like, in this hand, I got a fucking 1 ounce gold coin. It was like, I'll take that gold all day.
Boom. All right, let's go. Keep it moving. Braden, so we are at this overtime session. We need a name to see who the winner of the domain is gonna be.
I'm gonna give you an LTO. Because I just did a whole bunch of LTOs randomly. Right. Not by design, just happened.
If you could do that shit by design, yo.
You want a two-word com or a one-word net?
Two-word com.
Two-word com?
I prefer the one-word net, but go with Josh.
One-word net, nope. Listen to the boss.
Okay. All right, one-word net.
I love Josh. Heard it.
It's a sale.
Okay.
Spartacus. .net.
Ooh, it's a banger. Spartacus.net. I love it.
Spartacus.net.
I won.
Yeah, Spartacus.net, and it's a sale. Spartacus.net. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. All right, I have 10 grand. Josh is 15,000, and Drew's at $49,369. Spartacus.net.
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
You disappoint me.
Dang.
Sorry, my friend.
After all
you're
that.
You're supposed to be like the face of the .NET community. I'm just a humble follower, and you're underselling Spartacus.net?
Look.
What's wrong with you? You don't need the money.
This goes back to price. If I get a good price.
Sickened.
I pay it forward.
What did you sell for it? What did you sell for?
I don't like to moon everything. It's
Spartacus.
It's all for my list, which was
$17,250.
And it was a 14 month hold.
Wow.
And I paid $954 for it last year in July.
Wow, that was a steal. How'd you get it? In an auction?
It looks like an auction. Yeah.
I feel like Brayden, you're...
That was a steal.
Brayden's selling like mid inventory cheap and high inventory high. It's quite a good formula. I have noticed that you've been trying to move your lower level.
I've been turning my car on before I drive it.
That was a GoDaddy auction.
Well, and he's 17X.
Oh, that's weird. It's actually input wrong. It was $860.
Wow. So but you still basically 20X'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, look.
I said that way, right?
It's a good sale, more or less. But those names, especially those types of names, they really ultimately sell for good money. Now, if you had it and it was a 14 months, a pretty quick turnaround, it's a .NET. .NETs are generally a long hold. So, look, I don't fault you entirely, but that one slipped out. I think that's easily a double or a triple from where you sold it.
Like, it's possible, but that was my list price. It wasn't negotiated down. And, yeah. For $860, $17,250 is a big multiple, right? Was like 20X more than that. And... good return, and it's because I priced it well that it sold so fast.
Well, you are competing with Spartacus.ai that's priced at 18 grand.
Oh, wow. I would almost buy that. I might buy that.
Yeah, and it is possible, I'd have to go back and look, but we could have looked at that price at the time. And because when we price our names, we look at the top six extensions, see what's happening. Are they developed? Are they for sale? How much? And we will price accordingly. And so if everything is developed, the price is going to go much higher, right? Mm-hmm. If I've got a .NET and there's an AI and an org and it's, at an equivalent price, like I'm going to be in that same range. So it could be that we price it against the AI.
I like that. I don't think many people do that. I think that it's good practice.
Well, look, I mean, if you've got a .NET and you think it's worth 50 grand and the .com is priced at 75, you're never going to get your 50, right? They're going to buy the .com, right? Or if you've got an IO and a net or something and you really got to see what the competition is. Mm-hmm. So that's how we do it. I don't want to be like way over an extension that's comparable, right?
I mean, DNX works obviously with you and Rob and a lot of other buyers that are quite highly qualified like yourself, and everyone does the same thing, right? When they buy a name, they then want to, if anything is priced too low in like alternative extensions, they end up wanting to buy those names and either so that they can take those off the market and control the pricing. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, I do that.
Have this debate. I mean, I totally understand that logic, and I know Brayden agrees with that logic. And I used to do the same. I don't anymore, but it's only because I'm really, you know, 99% only.com. And I just fundamentally believe that, look, if somebody's willing to pay some fraction of the price to buy the .net, the .org, the .ai, the .whatever, eventually they're either going to be a zero or a hero. And if they're a hero, they're coming for the .com. So I don't know. I think it's actually a really interesting topic that I'm not definitive on. This is just sort of my instinct. I think that the way to think about this topic is namespaces. And I'm probably not the first one to say this, but there's a namespace. Somebody says, I'm going to be called Tiger. Okay. So tiger.com, you know, unless you're going to be, you know, unless you've got billions and billions and millions, you know, not happen. Right. So then it's like, okay, well, are they going to be tiger.co, tiger.ai? Are they going to be Tiger, you know, try Tiger, get Tiger, catch Tiger, you know, Tiger.
I don't know.
Or are they going to go with a version of Tiger? Right. And so, I think in my mind, you know, there are stages, right? And so a company gets created, they have an idea, they have a name, they go out, they get a minimum viable product, maybe they take their first investment. Now they go hire a couple of people. Now they go out and they actually try to build a business. And then they got a business and it's like, okay, we're catching fire. Now let's actually make it like, you know, real. And so at the second, third iteration, they are like, okay, domain name, what are we doing here? You know, we've probably already got some hand reg or low hanging fruit that we got that's in that namespace. And then they're going to upgrade. And so unless it's a repeat founder or a very high, fast trajectory company, they need a first entrance into that namespace. And that's usually going to be, with a prefix, suffix, or alternative extension. If you don't allow an entrance into that namespace for that early stage company, it's much harder to get the late stage company that has the money to pay you a lot of money for the .com later. Hmm. Now, you can own the namespace and still price these names at a reasonable amount that gets you a relationship. That might even be the best alternatives. Now I've sold you the .net, I've sold you the .co or the .ai, yeah, and I gave you a fair price. And I said, look, you can have the .com, but the .com is, you know, 10, 20X the price, but it's okay. Why don't you start here? You know, I'll give you a fair price. And then in 2 years, let's talk about it, you know, or maybe they go home and they sleep on that idea and they go, oh, fuck, maybe I just want it to .com, and they get into an LTO or a lease with an option or whatever it might be. So look, I think there's really strong arguments on both sides here. I generally lean towards let that low priced inventory be out there. I don't want to tie my capital on it. I want to give an entrance to somebody else to come into this namespace, try to build a business, try to grow. The more competitive that namespace is, the more valuable my .com is. So obviously two key points. One is that only makes sense if you own the .com, not any other extension. If you own any other extension, you're just competing with that low valued inventory.
Right.
And I think on that point, just a little sidebar, I think one of the big mistakes that a lot of newbies make is they think I'm on the .com, I've got .co, I've got .org, .net, .ai. I'm competing with the .com. You're not competing with the .com. That's not who you're competing with. You're competing with these other, you know, second tier extensions. Nobody's competing with the .com. Ultimately, it's the .com is there for the company that breaks through that first, you know, 1 to 5 year early stage cycle, has the wherewithal and the velocity and the capital and the support and the resources to get the .com by one means or another. But you're not competing with it. And then the second key point that I was trying to make is just that, like, you know, these are namespaces. And once somebody's in that namespace, there's a natural human instinct to want to upgrade. Not everybody, but most people, they want to upgrade. And so I think it's good to have a ripe namespace with low hanging fruit that people can enter, whether it's alternative extensions or suffixes, prefixes, etc. And then you get to sort of watch that namespace grow. I think Frank Schilling used to talk about it that way. I don't remember.
I actually have an example. Bill Sweetman, the ninja, had a client whose company was Parasail. He wanted to name his company Parasail. And he came to me for the .com, and he didn't have a mid-six-figure budget for it. And he had a low five-figure budget. And I said, well, I've got Parasail.io. And he bought it. And I said, when you're ready, talk to me. We'll put you on a payment plan, and we'll upgrade you to the .com. And so now I have the relationship, or at least Bill does. And when he's ready to upgrade. And the great thing is, like, I sold him this five-figure domain that was actually hand-reg. So I had $33 into it. So that worked out. It was just last year. But I like the other extensions for that reason. Somebody comes in for the high-value name, and they don't have the budget, and you can move them to a lower value. The other thing is, if you have, say, the ComNet and Org, you can give them a package, right? And they can lock up that namespace so they don't have the competition. Or you can upsell them, you know, sweeten the deal. So there's a variety of ways to handle that when you have multiple extensions of the same key term.
Yep. Yep. But you have to tie up the capital. And, you know, now, look, it's just changing probabilities. That's all.
Well, and I think you say a lot on other alternative extensions and how those are effectively your training wheels, right? So it's like you're giving them access to the training wheels.
That very derogatory, and I mean it in a sort of, you know, jokingly,
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, tongue in cheek. But it is training wheels. I mean, that's literally the it's not derogative. It's just.
Well, look, it goes back to the thing that I always say is domains are budget driven, right? They come in, they want the best domain for the budget they have.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
What I think, you know, really as an industry, what we need to do, because that is such an important point, even though it seems so obvious and simple. I had an example today of this. My initials are ALR. I have ALR.com. And there was a company came in, they're called ALR Lift. Shout out ALR Lift, American company, doing American manufacturing. They're proud of it. They're doing great things, great people, all good guy, great guy. But, you know, it's a very blue collar business. It's a heavy equipment manufacturing business. They make like chain hoists and lifts and stuff. And they're not small. These guys are a major player. And then what they do, I'm sure, is quite expensive, and they probably don't have huge margins, but it's a serious corporation. And you know, the guy came in and said, look, how much? I said, look, it's my initials, you know, of all the names, you know you're picking the wrong one. I make you a deal where why don't you lease it long term, and you'll give you an option. And, you know, whatever. We went back and forth a little bit. Very nice guy. He was not combative at all, but he was just lying. He's like, that's just so out of my budget. I said, and I was just like, I wanted to actually get into his head. So I said, okay, what if I just said, look, no money down, no buyout option, but you can lease it for $1,000 a month, indefinitely. $1,000 a month, forever. What do you say? And he was like, because I like that deal. Because I was like, all right, you know, someday they might go to business. I get the name back, my initials. I'm not doing anything with it. I already have drew.com. I don't really want to sell it. So actually, a lease sounds pretty good to me. And, it's very low, but I just wanted to see if I could get him engaged. And even $1,000 a month to lease this thing, definitely it's like he'd no interest, none. And so it's just, you know, people have a budget in their mind, and then they're going to take the best domain name available, even though we, as you know, industry insiders, supposed experts, we look at it and go, well, the domain is worth this. Well, that doesn't mean shit to a tree for the budget that they've got. So at the end of the day,
how does a major in that space?
We need to push this LTO and leasing, and we really do. We really have to come up with as an industry, we need to come up with a message that resonates and a formula that resonates and that sticks, and that, you know, because this is the way. I mean, you know, domain values can't keep going up unless we can figure out a way to on-ramp people to those prices.
I think LTOs or just straight leases are the way to go. I mean, most people lease their cars now, I think.
That's it.
I don't know. I feel like that's a weird example because $1,000 a month to a company that is a major player in the Lyft space, I mean, that's a joke, right? $1,000.
Well, it would be a joke if that was a tech company, right? It would be a joke if that was like a payments company. But it's a, you know, they manufacture chains. Like, I don't think any of their customers really care. It makes their life easier. It makes their email cleaner. Their brand is ALR. It's not ALR Lyft, but their domain is ALR Lyft, right? And their brand is like whatever it is, Lyft and something else. And so their domain is awkward, but it's not the end of the world for them, right? It's not a consumer-facing company. It's not a, you know, high-tech. Like, they probably still use fax machines. Like, you know, it's not...
Well, I mean, I'm looking
at... Not shocking to me, to be honest.
I'm looking at that website, and it, like you said, it looks like a pretty decent operation. And
yeah, for sure.
At that point...
It would cost you probably, you know, certainly millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars to, like, blueprint and copy that business now.
Right, right. That's my point. I mean, $1,000? Like, if you can't... Like, there's... That's nothing. It's literally nothing for them. I mean, yeah. Like, for... budgets, like they're literally spending that on coffee.
Yeah,
I would agree, but
that's why I was saying, I said, guys, it costs more to keep your floors clean every month, like, and this is your global brand, this is your global headquarters, as Rick says, right? All right, let's go, let's move on because we're running out of time here. Let's go to the domain game.
Yeah, well, yes, real quick though, just to close out on
nothing
that
you
point.
Say real quick, so you don't have to do the repeat thing.
Yeah, but sure. I'd like to make a point, and that is when their brand, so it's ALR, Atlas Lifting and Rigging. So ALR Lift is actually redundant, right? Because they're Atlas
Lifting. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Lift. And if they were, but they don't, you know, and they have ALR as their big, like, you know, logo. And we say this to companies all the time, even with some folks who have the .ai questioning whether or not to spend the money on the .com. And it's like, well, it's fine if you're, you know, always planning on branding as blank AI, because, you know, if you want to brand is blank and you don't have the .com, then you're always going to have a struggle. You're always going to have email leakage, security risks, other things. And
impairment.
Yeah, brand impairment, you know.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
So who would like to go ahead and start on the name jet
list? Mom and dad are fighting.
Good.
All right. I'll go. So top two, ants.net. I think that's great. You know how I like my .nets. And oh, ants is a baby. Good term. In LinkedIn, 672 results. So that's better than 20 or 30. Just saying. And then broadcasting, it's a good word. I haven't looked into it, but it's a solid SLD. And then third one down, classified.org.
Boom, all in a row.
Classified, it's a good term.
And so real quick, for something like ants.net, what are you trying to buy that for on NameJet?
$860. I mean, now that I'm talking about it, it's going to go much higher, but... You know, I would like to pay, you know, $2,000, $3,000. It's too public a name now, so it's probably going to go too high.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Josh, what about you, man? What do you like?
Just pulling up this list now. Sorry, man.
No, it's all good. You're not on the show very often to know how it works. And we've obviously changed the format.
Yeah, this is like... Passive aggressive Tuesday today.
Passive PAT, baby.
Passive aggressive Tuesday. Didn't we have Kabbalah, the wrong spelling, on the last one we did?
No. Well, we didn't talk about it on the show. It was technically in the preliminary list, but since we did not discuss it, I included it in this week's as well.
Got it. Okay.
We weren't paying attention on show and didn't watch show after show. You wouldn't have known.
Kabbalah with an H at the end, right?
Take the time.
No, it's a completely wrong spelling. There's two B's, there's an H, there's a multiple ways to spell it. None of them are that.
Gotcha.
Well, interestingly, so then you think it just has the very high...
Well, because I just return to the point I try to make often, which is that most people are really stupid and they don't know how to spell.
Well, apparently I'm one of them because I don't know how to spell it.
But I mean, look, I can't spell a lot of things.
All right, Josh, you want to talk about TSIG.com?
All right, I'm going to go. So I really like classified.org. That's definitely my favorite name. I think ants.net actually is a sleeper. I think that's a cool name because like pest control is a big business and there's a lot of them. Every town has a pest control company. Like I think one of those pest control companies will lay out, you know, $5, $10, $15 grand, $25 maybe. I like Daryl, although I don't know, is that the right spelling, Daryl?
It's an alternate spelling of Daryl.
All right. Then no, I don't go with alternates. You know what I'm saying? That's
alternate facts.
Yeah. Take the time. That's a nice name. Take the time. Take the time. That's a great name. Take the time. I'm going to even back order that right now.
Okay. Josh, I think it's yours now.
Golden Hills. We haven't talked about that. That's a great brand.
It's like where you send Granny when she's over the hill, you know, when she gets to, she goes, Granny got over the hill, you send her to Golden Hills.
Yeah, it's a little bit orgy, a little bit dot orgy.
Yeah, Golden Hills is a little, it's just like, it feels like them are Golden Hills, you know, I don't know. It's like, it's just a little bumpkin.
Yeah, but it's still a great brand.
Sounds like something like Jack Talfan would use as his brand name to buy domains from people. Golden Hills. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah, so I like that one. Foria? Did we talk about that?
No, but I like that one too.
I like that name. Yeah, there's a...
Isn't there like a women's
brand,
wellness brand or something?
Female sexual wellness products by Foria.
What's their domain? Foria Wellness. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you trade them Foria.com for a few vibrators?
Arousal oil.
I'll take 48 gallons of arousal oil for Foria.com.
Just bathe in it. A cold plunge in arousal oil.
Yeah. I used to use Epsom salt, but now I use Foria arousal oil.
Yeah. I don't like ants.net. I don't know what would do with that.
You're not on the .net team. You feel me?
I'm not on the .net team. I'm really not on the .net team.
Yeah.
Which is
we're a sleeper cell.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm on the .org team. Speaking of which, there's a good .org that's going on right now, GoDaddy auctions.
Oh yeah, which one? Because it'll be over with this airs probably, right?
Yeah, it's
Clout.
It's got 1 minute left.
Clout's good.
It's at $6,255 right now.
Clout, is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
There used to be something called Clout with a K.
With K, yeah. Social media thing.
Yeah, it was like, what's your like? Social media score or something. How much clout?
They were big for a minute.
Yeah, they blew up. They were like the hot shit for a second. I don't know what happened.
I think they had a hard time monetizing it.
Yeah. It's a good name. I wouldn't pay more than $5,000 for it, but it's a good name.
Clout. Oof. It is tempting. Clout.
Is that all the names you want to talk about, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we had a moderator or something, we could wrap this up.
You know, I'm just letting you guys do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So, just wanted to let you take the time on the list. what I did there. All right, cool. All right, well, big shout out to you're on that delay, man, on the mic.
Sorry, man. Sorry, my bad. I was gonna say people are gonna be listening to this podcast just like on their run, and every few minutes they're just gonna be like, why is it so tense up in there?
I don't know, man. I think it's all good.
We're good. But you know what's interesting? I'm gonna make an observation. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I personally, since yesterday, maybe this has to do with the changing season. I don't know, but I just feel like under enthused, I think is the right way to describe it. And it's weird because I was very nothing enthused. Happened, blah, blah, blah. But just for the last 36 hours, I just feel very under enthused, maybe even 24 hours under enthused.
Maybe it's something with the lunar cycle. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's your approaching birthday, and that's got you feeling some kind of way. And
very interesting. As I get older, I believe more and more in these things that I thought were like you have to be a retard to believe in. Or maybe I'm just becoming retarded. That's also possible.
I didn't want to point out the obvious.
No. It is. We go through changes as we get older, and you are getting older. So, all right. Well, look, with that, big shout out to NameJet. That's the list. You can go on to the show page and download the Excel spreadsheet to give you some additional data points around the domains. So good luck. Not financial advice, but, happy bidding and back ordering. All right. And then let's go around the horn really quick. We're almost up on time and see if the Sherpas have anything else that they want to mention. Josh, let's start with you. We'll start with you and then go around the horn up to Drew.
No, nothing to mention really. We got a lot of things planned with DNX that will come to light, I would say, within the next 3 months or so. Excited with everything, really happy with the people that we have on the team. I'm actually pretty excited for 2026. So, in multiple capacities.
Will you buy more domains or less domains in 2026?
Less, I would think.
Braden?
I bought a lot this more. Year.
More. Yeah. Okay. I like
Drew,
it.
I bought a lot of names this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bought a lot of names as well because I'm testing a few things. So, I mean, I bought like 6,000, 7,000 names this year. So I don't think I'll buy more, but we'll see.
It's a lot of names. I have nothing to say.
he's just feeling a little down.
So you, but, like, you know, it's
no,
down,
I was specifically like, asking you if you're planning on buying or set more domains in 2026, dude.
Fuck, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what. The reason I asked the question is because I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence every day lately. And I let's say by the end of the day, I've fallen to buy more domains. But I still wake up with the question in my mind every day, and I'm, you know, it's a tricky world we're in. The ideas and perspectives on what to do with your money, how to be an investor, how to be a good business person, these things are all out the window, whether you like it or not, whether you believe me or not. This is not a speculation or an opinion. This is a fact. The shit is out the window. If you think buying bonds is safe, you're fucked. Like straight up, right? So I am thinking every day, like, okay, what do? You know, I like to keep it simple. And so domains were what I know. It's what I know best. It's where I have a material advantage. There's no other place really that I have a material advantage in investing over anybody else. All of us have a material advantage in this market. And so, you know, historically speaking, it makes sense to just double down on what you're good at. Double down on what you know. Keep buying domains. They keep producing. They keep, you know, so I don't know. I probably just keep buying domains. My guess is that I'm going to land on a place of I'm going to like probably buy a lot more domains next year, but I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be one or the other. I'm going to either buy very few or a really a lot.
You want to just sell me your portfolio and be done?
I don't know if you can afford my portfolio.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a conversation to be had. So great. All right. Well, Josh, are you otherwise good?
I'm good. I appreciate all you guys. It's always good chatting with you.
Always great having you on the show, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love you guys. Great.
All right, Braden, What about you, Wes?
Appreciate everybody taking the time to hang with us.
Yeah. Braden?
Me? You know, there's, I like the fact there's been a lot of action lately. I don't have any like big deals in the works at the moment, but a lot of little stuff, little, medium. There's been a lot of action, a lot of inquiries, a lot of offers. Just seems like stuff's like moving. It's a lot of action lately. And, you know, I like that as opposed to, you know, a month of nothing. I like when offers come in, even when they're low ball, it just makes me feel something.
Oh man, we're right back to, I like to start my car before I drive.
I don't, what's the reference? Just like, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, just, I like it when there's things happening and I sell domains. Like, yeah, I think we all
know what I'm saying is even when they're low ball offers, yeah, I prefer that than no offers, yeah, even though I'm not taking them.
Yeah.
That it feels like, well, I'm on the right path. And, yeah, and those offers, by the way, are still, you know, 2-3 times what I paid for the name. Yeah. Right. So it feels like, well, you know, this is still the best asset class.
Yeah. Would you guys all agree?
I literally spend an absolutely unhealthy amount of time thinking about it. And I'm not aware of any other asset class that is more attractive. If there was, I would dive head first, but I literally do not see anything else that remotely resembles the opportunity in domain names.
I agree.
That's a great parting thought. So to the audience, I hope you guys enjoyed that one, because that's it. That's the last one of the show. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I say in every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much. And definitely appreciate all y'all, and appreciate all my co-hosts/guests for taking the time. It is really all good. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you guys. And thank you for taking time out of your day to share your knowledge and experience with all the folks tuning in. So with that, we're going to go ahead and jump and see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.
Live long and prosper.